And for celebrating 2010, it's just around the corner. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, are you ready to party like it's 1999?
I'm ready to party like it's 1979, my friend.
Oh, good. All right. Well, this is kind of part two, because last time we really got into some interesting questions and issues that people were asking about when they call you and talk to you, and I think it's really valuable to share the insights that you get from your customers at the Life Enthusiast Co-op. And last time we were talking about cholesterol and how you know what we do is kind of like we have inflammation, that's kind of like a fire, and what we're doing is shutting out the fire truck and making sure the fire truck can't get to the fire to put it out. Just love that analogy. And
indeed, yeah. So, let's eliminate fire trucks. They're clearly,
well, they're noisy.
Cause of, well, not just that. we know that there's a fire, right?
Right.
But instead of eliminating the cause of the fire, you eliminate the truck.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it is insane. But anyway, I wanted to quote you another call that came here just recently. This came, again, as a referral. One of our customers has been with us since 1991, has been buying our superfoods. He's mostly buying the iridescent. He's a 74-year-old fellow, and he says, I'm good. I walk 3 miles every day. There's not a care in my world. I'm doing great. I'm healthy. I'm working. He's just doing good works. He's retired from business, but his health is great.
Nice.
So he referred somebody else. So this third party is calling in. So I'm saying, so how are you doing? How are you doing? He says, I'm fine. Everything's all right. Life's good. I'm 73. I'm 6'2", 195 pounds. I'm good. So I'm saying, all right. Tell me more about yourself. So is there anything wrong with you? Well, yeah, I have stenosis.
Okay, what's stenosis?
Stenosis is the narrowing of the channel inside of your spine in which the spinal cord exists.
Oh. Okay.
So it's as if you were holding the spine and squeezing it. And the narrowing, people have heard of bone spurs, for instance. You can have a bone spur on your heel or your elbow or something like that. And that's where the calcium is depositing where it shouldn't. So it's hurting you because your muscles or tendons are rubbing against it. In this case, this is narrowing the channel, so it's putting pressure on your nerves. And it's causing you excruciating mild pain.
Wow. Okay.
So, other than that, he's fine.
Gee, so he's fine except for this excruciating pain that he's in.
Yeah, totally, constantly on painkillers, and he's taking some corticosteroids to try and limit the damage and all of that. But, the cause of that, of course, is the imbalance in the pH of the bodily fluids. He has too much calcium coming in and out of solution, and it's settling in the wrong places. It's depositing in the wrong places. Instead of depositing inside of his vertebrae, it's depositing on the surface of the vertebrae.
So it's kind of like he's growing the bone in the wrong place?
Yes, exactly. So, I started telling him that, there's a way, but, it's a lifestyle problem. It's an issue of acid-alkali imbalance. You need to actually start thinking how you're going to live a more alkalizing life. So I was writing him a recipe, I'm writing, okay, here's all the things that you should consider. So number one is you have too much calcium in your diet. Do you eat dairy? Calcium's good for us. We need to eat dairy.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that too.
Yeah, calcium is good for you when you're a 16-year-old lad, when you're depositing into the bones and creating new bones. But not then. And the other thing, of course, I was saying, well, you know, the real source of calcium in your body is silica. So what you need to do is get on foods that contain silica. How about some nettle salad?
Oh, that's exciting.
Stinging nettle salad, actually. Then he says, oh, I remember when I was young, in my village, people would go out there and they would make nettle stuffing for the Easter roast. I said, yeah, these people knew something. But anyway, stinging nettle is exceedingly rich in silica, and silica is the element that helps build strong connective tissue, nerves, tendons, bones, ligaments. So that's one thing. The other thing is you need calcium, you need magnesium, because magnesium actually binds the calcium and counterbalances the calcium. We've talked about this so many times, I don't want to repeat it, but it's the calcium-magnesium balance that's required. If you have too much calcium, it settles out in wrong places. You need magnesium to help hold it where it belongs.
Right.
So there was that. But then I said, but you need to do actually work on alkalizing your body. So you know, you need to deal with the water. If you have the budget, please get a water ionizer. You know, when you start drinking a properly ionized alkaline water, it's going to start washing out all of the toxins out of your body pretty quickly. Even just the prills, you know, the prill water is better than nothing.
Yeah. But because we live in an acidic environment in addition to the types of foods that we eat, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, for sure. But it's the structure of the water, and it's the electric properties of the water. You need it to be alkaline, you need it to be negative ORP, and you need it to be low surface tension water. And the tap water isn't like that. When it comes out of the tap, that's not what you need. And of course, the city water works, they don't even consider these properties. The only thing they worry about is the coliform bacteria count.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So anyway, it's the physical properties of water, but they don't even have it on the radar screen at the mainstream medical shop. So I recommended a water ionizer. I don't know if $2,000 was in his budget, but then he told me about his wife. I'll get to that in a moment. But the ionizer would be a good investment there. And there it was, you know. These three things would probably be a major contribution to his health.
Right.
So then he mentioned his wife. I said, well, so how's your wife doing? He said, well, in about 10 days she's going for an operation. They'll be taking a major part of her liver away because she has a large liver tumor.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So it's like we started out with everything's fine. Then, you know, 2 minutes into the conversation, you find out that the man is in chronic, excruciating pain. And 10 minutes into the conversation, you find out that now his wife is pretty much death sentence unless something very dramatic changes, right?
Right, right.
So I said, well, you know, it's not the end of the world. We do have a few things that we can help people with cancer, but number one, you need to definitely get on this alkalizing lifestyle, and you definitely need to change your food habits. You need to increase the intake of enzymes dramatically. You need digestive enzymes, systemic enzymes. You need to have that, because the liver is the organ where a lot of the enzymes are assembled. So now she will not have half of her liver.
So, Martin, I mean, this is, you know, someone who's in their 70s, you know, the liver production in the body has probably, you know, been decreasing for 50-odd years. But, you know, is that important for somebody who's younger, say in their 20s or 30s?
Well, absolutely. I mean, a lot of indigestion that people experience is caused by the fact that, you know, your liver isn't producing enough of the bile salts is what needs to arrive in the guts in order to deal with all the greasy food that's passing through. You know, the bile is the emulsifier that you have in your digestive system that helps digest the fats. So if your food is overly fatty or has the wrong kind of fats, you end up stressing your liver, which ends up being reflected in your gallbladder. You know, people with the gallbladder stones and all of that, that's a reflection on the digestive system being overstressed the wrong way.
Right, right.
So anyway, I was saying, well, yeah, why don't you just go back to our website and watch this video on the Dr. Miller Tea page. I said, look, you know, there's a video of a woman who was essentially declared on death watch. And look at her 2 years later. She had completely healed her liver thanks to Dr. Miller's tea. Watch that video and decide for yourself.
It's an amazing, it's an amazing story.
True. And so that's one thing I pointed out, saying, look, you know, it's not the end of the world, but it certainly is a significant problem, and you can reverse a lot of the damage, but you need to change your ways. You need to not eat fried food. You need to not eat cooked oils. But, you know, when you're looking at somebody who's, you know, 73, 74, have lived their life, you know, they have 74 years of food eating in their body, and it's think that their habits are well ingrained. Nobody really feels like changing.
Yes, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yes. So, you know, most of the people that I encounter, they want a quick fix. They will say, well, okay, I'll eat good for a month or two, but then I'll go back to my old ways. May I please?
You know, Martin, in part one, we talked briefly about coconut. And
yes.
One of the things that's amazed me, because for almost a month, well, 3 weeks, I've been taking a tablespoon of coconut. Now, when I was young, my mom gave me a tablespoon of cod liver oil. And, you know, so, you know, I have this experience in my past of drinking, you know, the coconut is hard. It's kind of weird. At the beginning, it kind of tastes like soft beeswax or candles. But, it, you know, the other side of it, it has kind of this crunchy, nutty sort of flavor to it. And then it sort of melts in your mouth, right? So
yes.
Once you kind of get used to it, it's not, you know, most people are kind of, oh, because they're not used to it, right? And then after they had it a few times,
right.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Kind of like being, you know, kind of crunching at it, kind of feeling it sort of melt as you crunch. It's sort of
yes.
A weird sensation. But what I've noticed with it is I don't crave a lot of the foods that I craved before. And I think I'm getting the right, you know, short or medium fatty acids, which the body uses as energy, so my energy levels are up. And I'm also getting nutrition because it's not a processed food, right? It's really raw coconut oil.
That's right.
Cold pressed. And when you were talking, you reminded me of a friend of mine who said, you know, once you start getting good nutrition into your body and you do a little walking or exercising and you get enough sleep, your body starts saying, I don't want this junky food that I used to eat all the time, right? Not to say that I don't go and you get a little, you know, snacky treat every once in a while, because I certainly do. But what I've noticed is that I don't do it as much. And when I used to do it all the time was around 8 o'clock on every night. And I'd be looking through like, I just need something. And since I've been taking the coconut oil, I haven't had that. So I'm beginning to think that as you take better and better care of yourself and you get more high density nutrition into you, like from the Exula products and the coconut oil and that sort of stuff, your body starts saying, hey, I'm feeling full, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling great, like don't stick any of that garbage in me, please.
That's right. Very good. You know, I actually put coconut oil into my smoothies in the morning, so it just all blends in my blender.
Mm.
So it's 2-3 ounces of hemp seed and hemp protein, and a couple of teaspoons of coconut oil and a couple of teaspoons of flax oil, and I usually put an apple in it or something like that for flavor.
Right.
And it's wonderful. And yeah, it just loads you up with the fats that your body needs, so that over time your body switches from burning carbs for calories to burning fat for calories.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a major switch. That's a huge thing, because when your body burns fat for calories, it wants fat. It doesn't want carbs. So you don't have the swings of the hypoglycemia, with hyperglycemia, like the sugar swings.
Right, right.
I mean, we all laugh what happens to children when you give them candy, right?
Yeah, they just go bouncing off the walls.
First they run in the middle of the room around the coffee table, and then you notice that they're actually running horizontally on the walls around the room.
That's right.
And then swinging on chandeliers, and then bouncing on beds, and so on, right?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. That's the hyperglycemia. You have so much blood sugar level that you need to burn it off somehow. And then, of course, they crash. And And this is what happens to us older folks, you get used to having a drink so that you can go to sleep. You give yourself a nice stiff Manhattan or something like that, right?
Yeah.
That relaxes you beautifully. Well, you feel energized for about half an hour, and then finally the sugar level crashes and you go to sleep.
That's right.
Which is okay. I mean, if that's how you want to go to sleep. But the point of that is that if you did have your body asking for fat for calories instead of for sugar for calories, you wouldn't have these swings. You would have energy always on, abundant energy, not just this quick little fix with a soda pop or something like that.
Right, right. And that's a really nice energy to have too, by the way. Like, it's just like, oh, this feels pretty good.
Yes. And the one big deal about it is that what it does to your body fat. When your body's signaling system is functioning correctly, it actually hears the leptin message. Your brain actually understands. This gets a little complicated. I think we described it once before, but it goes something like this. Each fat cell in your body sends out a message. I'm a fat cell, and the signaling thing is leptin. And your brain is supposed to hear it. But if the signaling is all gone haywire, it doesn't hear it. And the dampening factor there is insulin.
Okay.
The traditional interpretation of insulin is that it's in your body to regulate sugar levels. But that's really not its primary function. Its primary function is to create reserves, to store energy. So the secondary thing we see is that it takes sugar and hides it away, it removes it from circulation. But the primary function actually is to make storage of energy. So when there is a lot of excess carbohydrates in your diet, it has a lot of work to do, and it's trying to get rid of the sugar somehow.
Right.
And there are very few skinny diabetics.
Good point. That's actually a really interesting way of looking at all of that. And and my experience since I've been taking the coconut oil is exactly that. I wouldn't say I've really lost pounds, but people are looking at me and saying, "Wow, like you're losing weight." And I think that I'm building up some muscle and I'm losing the fat.
Yeah, you're losing the blubber. You're becoming firmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the handles on the side of my hips are disappearing quickly, which is just awesome.
That's great.
And energy levels are up and all those sort of good things.
Right. So there we are. We got sidetracked into the fat issue, but yes, there's, I would definitely love for people to get the message that they should be eating raw, short chain fats. And coconut oil is one of the easiest things to get at because it doesn't go bad, doesn't go rancid very quickly, it's easy to ship, and we have some really good quality, very affordable products.
Well, it's cheap really, when you think about it.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, a pound of it or 16 ounces of it is like, what was it?
It's under $20.
Oh, yeah. No, $20 is our price for 32 ounces.
There you go. Right.
Yeah. So I'm happy about $15 for the 16 ounces.
Yeah, and you can put it on your skin. You can, yeah, it's just great.
Okay, so anyway, going back to this poor lady with her liver trouble, right? She got there because she was eating the wrong kind of fat for decades.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know it for 100%, but that's one of the reasons why it probably happened. And so what do we recommend? Well, switch your diet. And I was recommending get on Zoetine. You know, it's a good protein, easily digested, high level of energy coming off of that. Get on Aracil. It's our connective tissue building superfood that helps restore healthy function. And get on healthy fats. Get on ionizing water. And let's see how fast we can rebuild it.
And most of the time, Martin, when you're talking to people and they decide to, you know, take a chance and put some good food in their body, do you notice, you know, it's a week later, a day later, a month later, a year later that they feel better or they notice a difference? What sort of been your experience with that?
Well, they usually start feeling better within a couple of days. You know, it's quite immediate. You know, profound changes in 2 weeks and significant changes in a month.
Yeah, that's just absolutely amazing. Because, and how long are people on these drugs?
Well, for life, for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Now that's a whole different world. You know, one thing that's really interesting. Some people get into a cleansing reaction. I've had that happen a few times. People call and say, oh my gosh, you're making me feel worse, not better. So the explanation, of course, is rejoice. You're one of the 25% of people who go straight into a healing reaction instead of waiting for it.
Right, right. So cool.
So, of course, you know, you need to burn through the toxins. You need to tough it out, because when you're first starting on the healthy road, sometimes your body just detoxifies and dumps out toxins, and you may end up feeling worse for a while. And you need to understand that that's on your way through to the other side, to the better side, to being healthy.
Right, right. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to know more about maybe things they can do with their own specific situations, how could they get a hold of you?
Well, I would really prefer if they first got themselves a little educated, like on Life Enthusiast Co-op's website, www.life-enthusiast.com. There's a section called Health Education. The first five segments describe the philosophy of how your body really works, as opposed to how the medical establishment has described it, so that you follow their strange policies of washing shadows on the wall.
Right, right.
But, you know, I'm always glad to answer questions. I can be reached from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 in the evening, Pacific time, at 1-866-543-3388. And I'd be glad to answer questions. Don't be holding back.
Cool. And I guess this is the beginning of a new year. It's the beginning of New Year's resolutions, and people wanting to decide, you know, deciding what they want to do in the coming 12 months. And I think really we bring a message of hope in terms of that gentleman you were talking about that says, oh yeah, I'm fine, and then you find out he's in excruciating pain every day, all day, with no hope or chance of it ever changing. And I think if we have one message, it's that your body is an amazing entity, system, And when you it's like a car, and if you put water in the gas tank, you shouldn't be surprised when it doesn't run very well. But when you put good gasoline in the gas tank, and I apologize to all our environmentalist friends that are horrified at the thought of burning gas, but it runs well and purrs as it goes along the highway.
Yeah, as designed.
As designed. And when you stick the wrong things in the wrong places, I mean, it's like if you're creating an omelet and you decide you're not going to use eggs, like, it's going to be a pretty lousy omelet unless you have a really good substitute for it, right?
Well, I'm thinking of sand in the gears and water in the tank and lack of lubricants where there should be lubricant and lack of rubber where there should be rubber and all of that. I mean, we all understand mechanical systems. Your body is a complex, self-maintaining entity that all we have to do is support it. There are essentially three, I call it the three-headed monster of illness or disease, which is stagnation, malnutrition, and toxicity.
Yeah.
You need to not have toxins. Either stop ingesting and get rid of the ones that you already have. Malnutrition, find what's missing and supplement it. And stagnation, that's an important aspect. You need to make sure that you circulate, you exercise. You need something like a rebounder or at least walk or exercise, do something to move the body fluids around.
That's right. You were just reminding me, I'm just so excited to be home because I can get on my rebounder.
It is a good thing.
It is a very good thing.
So folks, for this 2010, give yourself a gift of hope. Scott said it really well. Give yourself a permission to change your lifestyle. If you're not enjoying the way things are, change it.
And it starts with education and the belief that maybe things could be better.
So there we are. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Welcome to 2010.
Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you in January.